Well, I'm drunk, but not as you suppose. I'm drunk on love. Love of Christ, which surpasses all understanding. Makes me lost, consumed, drunk, if you will. And not on an earthly substance, but on heaven, on heaven, on heaven, on heaven. I was listening to the song, Wrap Me in Your Arms, and it's like, Wrap Me in Your Arms, Lord, Wrap Me in Your Arms. And I was just like, Oh, sweet Jesus, wrap me in your arms. And his love conquers everything bad. His love is absolutely, whoa, shukarata.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, June 8th, 2009. My name's Matt.
My name's Braden.
And I'm Danny.
And thank you so much. This is episode number 202. These are getting hard to say.
I know, they're getting long.
Like, before it was easy, it was like 78, 79, you know, 90,
yeah.
100. Like 200, it's too many syllables.
I know.
It's like 243.3695. I think I'm done saying them.
Yeah.
I think I'm
done.
We
don't have to. We really don't. We can change
that. The next show, I'm going to change some stuff.
Do it.
I'm going to change the intro.
Don't do
that. Not like the whole intro. I'm going to take off the explosion.
No.
And I'm going to add in a nice.
Just a big farting
sound. A nice, calm, just. Excuse me. Hello and welcome.
I've got to say, though, like, every kaboom is not like the last one. Like, I can listen
That's
to, like,
true.
I want to put every kaboom together in one track and just listen to each one. Because
and they're all going to be
they're
different.
All different.
We
they're
should
like,
have somebody do that. Who has a lot of time on their hands? Yeah. Who sends us, like, 100 stumbles,
right.
like, in
instead
2 days?
Of, hold on. Instead of
burger.
Stumbling, do stuff for us.
Right.
Do something
right.
useful.
Instead of stumbling, go through all right. of the episodes and edit out each kaboom.
Although
and
the
then,
all the stories they send are pretty fucking awesome.
And then right-click, yeah. new file, and then just throw them all in there.
Yeah.
That'd be
And then
awesome.
We'll just play it. That'll be episode 203.
Today's June 8th. It's my brother's birthday.
Really?
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Mark.
Happy birthday.
I love when we have birthdays because we just, it's like an awesome, it's not even an excuse. Like Mom or Mike will actually call and be like, I'm cooking awesome dinner. Mm-hmm. There's going to be cake. Probably ice cream cake.
Yeah.
So
I guess that's all you guys eat.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
We don't use fucking little bullshit Jiffy
or
cakes.
Cheesecake.
Or well, that would be all right.
Cheesecake.
I always
great.
Get cheesecake for my birthday.
I'd be down with that.
I like that.
So yeah, he's getting old. He's like 24 now, 25, 24 probably.
You don't
it's
even
just,
know.
It well, no, it's
been...
it's just weird because he's like I know he's 5 years younger than me because I was born right. in 80 and he was born in 85. So it's weird because, like, when I was 15 and driving, he was 10. And, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
now I see him driving and, like, living on his own. It's just weird because, like, I remember when he was, like, a baby and not driving and all that weird shit.
And I'm a year younger than him, so how weird is that feel? So, yeah.
Awesome. Feels good.
At least you could take me to a bar.
It's a little hotter, I guess. I'm like, yeah, I'm banging young chicks. Cool.
Yeah, but at least you're not a pedophile now. Yeah. So
now,
right?
Because they're somewhere.
But still,
on my...
if it was like back when you guys were younger, and that age gap was still there, there would be some
like if I was
issues.
Like if I was 15 and she was 9.
Right.
Not
right.
good.
Right.
Exactly. That would not go
no.
over.
No. I'm referring to your ex that was 17.
18.
Well, she was
17
at first.
Yeah, yeah, but not at at the end.
But when you started dating
her,
that's
what counts. You don't see You don't see who started the race first. No. You see who finished first.
Right. That's a good point.
Wait.
She finished
first. She was Brayden's friend. That's all I have to say.
So,
still, she was.
I've been hanging out with him for over 200.
Did you have to pick her up from school?
Excuse me. No.
No.
Over 202 days we've been hanging out, me and you. That's weird.
That's a long time.
Pedophile.
So I got an email I wanted to read. You know who it's from?
No.
Remember Tom?
Yeah.
I think he misheard episode 200.
Did he listen to it?
Apparently. He's not pleased.
No?
Not pleased.
It's because we made fun of him a little.
Did we? But I
thought
I was just like making jokes and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at it this way. If we would have started a show and told a bunch of people about it and then got to like show 20 and then just stopped, or I guess like show 60 would be about the equivalent because he only did one every 2 weeks.
Right.
Like people have been like, oh, what's the matter? And
you pussy bitch.
We would have done one last episode where me and you were holding hands crying. And, like, and that's what, well, here, I'll just read it. Matt, thanks for being douche in your episode 200. And it wasn't just me. You said some pretty hateful things yourself.
Yeah, but it was
but
all
what?
Along the same lines.
Oh, okay. It was all
you know, it's
good
just
jokes.
All jokes, yeah.
Did the bell ring?
No.
Because that's how, see, that's why he's mad.
If we would have rung the bell, he would have known we were just kidding.
Tom, I'm sorry. Thought we may have some common ground and might be able to look at each other and snicker to ourselves inside. I guess I'll go cry in my microphone, Tom.
That's it?
That's sad, yeah.
Wow.
That's
very sad.
That's sad. So then I wrote back, Tom, sorry you took it like that. It's all in good jokes. It's cool. Brayden has cried on the show before. I just thought I detected a bit of quiver in your voice. It might have just been the editing. Like I said, it's all in good fun, Matt.
That's funny.
And then he writes back, yeah.
Yeah.
You're really funny.
That's
and that was it.
He's really? Gonna murder you next time you go to his office.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna like open the door and go in there and like a bucket of fucking nails is gonna fall on my head or something.
Yeah.
Or a punch in the face.
Right. You just can't come out from the corner.
I'm quick.
True, but he might do it from when once you pass
He'd
him,
do it
so
while
know.
I was like carrying water jugs
right.
and shit. That's not
and
fair.
And he'd do it from, you know, right in the back.
What? He'd do it what?
From behind.
Yeah.
He'd do it from behind.
Is that his style or what?
I don't fucking know. So we got a letter in the P.O. box today.
Really?
I was kind of happy about
pretty
that.
Good.
P.O. box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903 if you want to send us letters. Apparently, I've been keeping track, and we actually get more snail mail
than
we do email.
Unless,
which is weird.
We get more stumble than
like,
anything,
this
though.
Is a fucking letter, man. You guys see that
how
shit
do you
there?
Read? I can't
fucking,
even... I don't know if I could read that.
Look at that shit.
That drawing's pretty cool.
I get like 3-word responses in fucking normal mail.
Yeah.
See, look, this is normal mail. Thejamal.com/live. You'll know what I'm talking about. Snail mail. Maybe they took more time on it because it takes more time to get here. I don't know. To the most dearest of dear. Or excuse me. To the most dear of the dearest.
Okay.
That's Matt.
To Brayden. No, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's
not
Matt.
You. First off, I would like to be kiss ass. I love your show. Viva la jam hole. I listen to all of your shows as soon as they come out. And this is more of like a piece of art than it is a letter. Because like there's a lot of words like highlighted kind of like darker. And
then there's a drawing
in
on
a
the
cool,
back.
In a cool font.
Right.
And then, well, here, let me just read this. And then there's, like, little
That's
side.
What he does instead of work at school. Like,
it's because he's only 17.
Right.
Much like
so
my
when he's
last girlfriend began as.
Right.
And that wasn't the last one. That was, like, 4 ago, so.
No,
come on.
It was not. Not that you actually officially went
Oh, okay,
with.
It was, like, 2 ago.
I mean, yeah.
3, if you want to get technical. Although I haven't listened to any episodes after the catchphrase, I'll listen to those on their plane to DC. And then he says, you know what I'm talking about. I guess I
Why is it sideways?
Because they're side notes. Excuse me, because they're side notes.
Okay.
All right. Matt, I think that you should know that I master debate to the sultry sound of your voice. Wow. Ellipsis, like spelled out. don't tell Danny that. Oh. Danny, earmuffs.
Wow.
Come faster to your ultra sexier voice rather than hers. Side note, unclear reference, but you know what I mean. Okay. Got it.
Are you having a hard time reading?
I'm like losing my spot because I'm so distracted by all these large colored in words.
It's just, yeah, all pretty to look at.
Come to think of it, bro Hayden. That's you. Your bro Hayden is too. Oh, I'm straight, by the way. Right.
Right. Of course.
Of course.
You, are.
You yeah. do. Right. Because that's. It also said I'm straight, but no. I didn't get that from the tone of the email. Right. Sultry voice.
Thanks for saying
come
that.
Come written C-U-M in like four different instances. fuck. I'm straight, by the way. Danny just said, though, that no, actually, you are not. Or, yeah, you sound like it. That's what Danny would have said, right?
Right.
Like, if I'm like, so he's straight, and you're like...
No.
No. No, you actually just said you want to jerk off to Matt's voice, but that's okay. Then Braden will instigate, Matt will laugh, and Danny will throw a hissy fit and type in the chat.
Yeah.
Did I get that right? Yeah, that's about
that's
right.
That's awesome.
She was typing in the chat a minute ago. That's enough kiss ass, and I'm tired of the words like this. Right, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm glad he kind of stopped that for the most part. Now it's business time. You cue the sexy music.
I don't know what that is.
Because that's what he wrote in
I don't
there.
Have any sexy music no. queued up. I could probably find something if you
want. Just fucking read it.
No.
No. I have essentially tricked my mother into writing you a check, a.k.a. stimulus package. Kinda.
That's amazing.
Wait, does your mom listen to this? Because that would be bad. Because my mom does, and I know your mom probably does too.
Right.
No.
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 They don't have all right, that don't, stuff out there.
We don't have internet up there.
No phones or them computers
like
up there.
Older than she is in the head. Like she's right. old ancient in the head.
How old is she?
Old enough to not figure this shit out.
So yeah. Then he says, I want, you know, which flashlight.
Wait, Burger says I have jerked while listening to you guys and girl.
Me too. Fucking cool.
And then Arata Toy said, we don't have no fancy talking boxes.
Talking boxes. That's awesome. I want you to know who you're dealing with. I'm 17 years old this October. I'm half Navajo, half white. So like you, I'm kind of a Mexican.
Mexican.
Get it? Like Mexi.
Right.
He actually wrote that. It's like a script, kind of. Cool. And I'm ruining it by reading all of the parts that I'm just supposed to act out.
Right.
I'm kind of smart, but I'm lazy when it comes to school, so I'm more of a smart ass.
Right, so you're writing this instead of doing your work.
I don't have much of a social life because of my fucking parents. But my sister... Well, at least they're still fucking. I mean,
yeah.
Are your
That's
parents?
Good.
Your parents obviously aren't
obviously
fucking.
Obviously not.
Obviously.
I bet your stepdad mom aren't.
Probably not.
No, not anymore.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't want to think about my parents.
Do your
fucking?
Parents have sex?
My dad does.
Hey, speaking of her parents having sex... Whoa, what? Like, by himself?
Or with someone else?
Whoa.
You need to...
I wasn't supposed to say that.
Well, now you gotta come...
You are effed.
You
I'm totally mailing your mom this episode. Yeah.
No.
Write down the time, bro.
I'm sure they do, but...
14:22.
Thank you.
He yeah. Never. My dad's a whore. Anyway.
Oh, right. Speaking of her...
Oh, so it's with other people.
Relatives having sex. We were wondering if Erato Toys... Could, you know, you got the fleshlight and right. It comes in the vagina, the mouth, or the butthole.
Right.
I don't know why you wouldn't just put all three in one. Yeah. I guess you want to make
you, like,
money.
Clip on
can you just
things.
Have different covers for it?
Yeah.
Probably.
And then, you know,
so we were
whatever
thinking
you feel like.
It'd be kind of a cool gift if you sent one of those buttholes to her brother,
right?
Because he's gay and they like buttholes,
right?
Like, but it's like it's just for you. It's like a little fleshlight made for gays.
I bet he'd love that.
He would love that.
He'd be so happy.
It's all the fun of fucking a butthole without like wondering if your dick's gonna fall off the next day,
right?
Because you know the gays have to worry about that more than the straights,
obviously.
The non-gays. The peers.
I don't want one.
It.
Please don't send us one of those. I'm
not giving it to my brother.
Send
don't
send
it to
us.
No. Hey, he says you got it.
No.
You got it, buddy. That's a big 10-4, rubber ducky.
Don't do that.
What's your parents' address?
No.
Because that's where it'll be going.
No.
I'll get you the address.
P.O. box. No.
Right.
He'll get it.
So, but my sister and I drink when they're out of town. So, Mom, Dad, when you guys leave, they drink.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fool you into writing them checks, and then they give the money to me, which is cool. I'm down with that
part. That's all right.
For fun, I read, play games like Mario or Brawl, and I skateboard and mountain bike. Most of all, I'm an artist and photographer. That's pretty much it. You can tell by the art that's all over this paper.
Right.
He sent us a couple of pictures he drew, like, in seventh grade, like, a few years ago. They're pretty awesome. Oh, let me see those. They'll go on the wall of awesome shit people have sent us.
Right.
Chlamydia. Merry Christmas, you faggots.
Except some of those you did.
The power of cheese. I did the chlamydia. Well,
In my balls we trust you did.
Ryan actually did the chlamydia.
The in my balls we trust is yours.
I did do
that was
one.
Great,
that is
by
my
way.
That is my work. But yeah, I like a Naruto, and he drew a Naruto. This is like show and tell. This is awesome.
Wow.
And then this thing that it says something about... Yeah, back in 05. Not my best work. Oh, that's awesome. So...
Is that it for that?
No, there's more.
That's pretty much it. But you should know that I'm going to be a mafia presidente. I'm bringing democracy to crime. That's what crime needs, I think.
Yeah, I
agree. Democracy.
Right, because that seems to be going over well here.
Yeah, I mean, it works great.
Yeah, obviously.
They're just not doing it right.
No.
I mean, duh.
Just the wrong people are doing it.
My goal in life is to take over Mexico and or Canada, rename my conquest Jamholia, endorse your doctrine, then take over the world. That's something I can get behind.
Yeah,
as long
I am
as
all
hot
for
chicks.
That.
Hot chicks, I'll get behind it.
Or in front of it,
High
too.
Five. Go Team Jamholia. That's cool that I have a doctrine and that, like, he has goals.
Right.
Like,
he's planning on this at a young age, so he has a good chance of success.
He's not like, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be a fireman.
I'm going to take over
the world. I'm going to take over Mexico and probably Canada.
Yeah, and then the world someday.
And then eventually the world.
Right. That totally matter of time.
I wish I had podcasts when I was in grade school and high school.
Could you imagine?
I could.
Oh, my God.
The world would already have been taking over.
What would you talk about then?
What do you mean?
Like, if you had a podcast back then?
No, I'm saying I wish when I was that young I had podcasts to listen to.
Oh, right.
And then started doing it earlier, like, you know,
but
when I
graduated. But what would you talk about back then?
Well,
oh,
the same
like when you graduate?
Stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
High school stuff?
Right.
High school gossip? No, I don't know.
No, that would be a terrible show.
That you think? Would that be something you would listen to?
No.
So, we watched a few movies this past weekend. Have you watched Next?
No.
With Nicolas Cage?
No.
You should. It's pretty good.
Is it?
I liked it.
He can, like, you can see the future, but only 2 minutes ahead, unless you're with, like, I'm going to totally ruin it. So
go for it.
Just want to throw that out there. But, like, you can see 2 minutes into the future, and you're a magician, kind of, like, you do street, not like David Blaine shit, but, like, you know, no, but, like, actual, you have a show and whatnot, and you're quick with sleight of hand. But you can see into the future, which helps, but only for 2 minutes. But then you see this weird chick at this certain time, and every day and night you go and you wait, because, you know, you don't know what day it is.
Right.
And then she shows up, and all of a sudden now, when you're near her, you can see as long into the future as you want.
Whoa.
But there's a catch.
Whoa.
Terrorists.
What?
It's like a fucked up, retarded episode of 24 mixed with The Illusionist, but without Edward Norton.
It's like the government.
Shitty.
Well, yeah.
Well, that movie was okay.
It was okay until, like, I'm totally going to ruin it now. It was cool. I was totally on board.
For next?
At the end. And then, like, the bomb actually did blow up, and he's like, oh, shit.
Wait,
I messed.
Bomb?
The bomb the terrorists had. Oh. It was a nuke.
Yeah, there's...
And so they get him, and he's doing all this fucking shit, and they finally get outside, and he's got the girl, and everything's cool. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, shit. And they're like, oh, shit, what? And he's like, I messed up. And then, fucking boom!
Hello, welcome to the Jammel.
The nuke blows the fuck up. And I would have been totally fucking two big ol' fat thumbs up.
If it would have ended right there.
If that would have been it. Okay, you fucked up, dead, the movie's over.
Right.
But then...
But that's only like 40 minutes in the movie.
But that... No! That was like an hour 25. Oh. You could have easily and respectfully called it quits right there and been good.
Yeah.
Emmy nominated. Good. But then he fucking... He wakes up and he's back at this other scene like fucking 45 minutes ago where they're in the fucking hotel room, him and this chick that he just got done banging. And now he can see into the future.
Right.
And he starts all over again and does it like one thing different.
And
then that's
cool.
The end. And every... Yeah, that... Fuck you.
Bullshit.
Dumb.
I hate
not
that.
Please.
I'm never watching that movie.
You should watch it, though. It's
cool.
It's
okay,
cool.
Check this out. If you watch it, I'll give you my edited copy that rolls the credits right after the bomb
blows.
I'll
just stop watching the movie once that happens.
Well, that's what it is. It's the edited copy and then a notepad file that says what time to stop it at.
Right.
But yeah, I was disappointed after that. But like, yeah, it was cool for like an hour and a half, just about. And then that happened. And you're like, cool.
I mean,
dude.
Like, if you had that ability, just like think in your head what you can do with that. I would love it.
That'd be fantastic and all. But you, it's that cop out where you're like, all this crazy fucked up shit happens, and you're getting towards the end, and you're so excited, and you're like, oh my fuck, how are they gonna make this seem like? It like okay yeah
right.
I believe that and then
and
they're
then
like
they just
he
reset
wakes
it.
He wakes up and it was all a dream fuck you
that was all for nothing.
That's what that was like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You had
there's
a
lots
good
of movies like that.
You made a damn convincing beautiful looking nuclear bomb and you even blew it the fuck up.
Have you seen Starship Troopers 3?
Yes.
I haven't. How was that? Burger's going to watch it. He says he's going to watch it because he wants to see how bad it is.
Well, yeah. See, the first one, like, cool. Doogie Howser, fucking cool.
Yeah.
Lots of good, cool shit.
Right.
Second one.
Never saw that one.
Not so cool, right?
I never saw that one.
Third one. If you're watching it because you know that, like, it's going to be bad and you're not hoping that in some weird way they go back to the roots of what made Starship Troopers 1 truly great, then don't fucking do it.
Don't bother. It's not going to happen.
So then we watch, have you seen the Friday 13th remake? Speaking of movies they remade.
I don't think so.
Speaking of roomies they revade.
Wait, is that the Rob Zombie one?
No, did he do that one too? No, that was Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween.
No, this is Jason, Friday the 13th.
I don't know.
You know
how
there was like 20 fucking Nightmare on Elm Street?
Right. I've
and
seen
then
all of them.
They're like, let's make him fight Freddy.
Yeah.
Then they're like, let's make him fight Alien. And then they're like, let's make him fight Predator.
This is everything.
Let's make him fight Alien and Predator and that black chick from fucking Firefly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
But it was kind of cool because, like, I don't know. I never really... I watched the first few of the original ones, like, way a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got that into it until, like, Freddy versus Jason. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see like how they if you could remake something like that but stay true to what it was, like tits and drunk teens and partying at a cabin and then
drugs.
Jason killing some fucking
right.
shit, but do it with like the effects that we have now.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it was fucking cool. It was cool. Two big old machetes in your fucking face.
Nice.
They did some cool gore effects, like the fucking the machete. She's like under the dock and shit, and he fucking just stabbing through the dock, and she's like, "Ah, the titty's hanging out and shit." And then he's like, "Fucking doing it,
right
gets her
the top
right,
of the head.
Oh, right in the head." And
he
they
pulls up,
and it hits her head on the dock. It's like thud, and then oh, dude,
she just falls. In, oh,
fucking
so great.
Tits. Fucking tits.
That's awesome.
So, you were telling me earlier that when we were talking about how everyone's remaking movies and they're not making anything, like, new, really.
Right.
I mean, and then you said that one movie we were talking about, was it him?
What?
No, it was that. Not him. It was,
It was Milhouse. It was Cookie. Yeah. He said that. Yeah, the last house on the left.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did you see the original, though?
No.
See, he said that one was a remake, the one that we all saw.
Right, I knew it was a remake.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just
never saw the original.
I never
saw the original either, but I knew it was a remake.
And he said there's a rape scene in the original that is pretty good. So I think we should take that rape scene
and compare
and then
it?
The other rape scene and put them together and then fucking jerk off while we're watching it and see which one, you know,
makes you come faster.
Which one gets
Thank
you off
you.
Quicker, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Which one's just more pleasurable.
And then, you know, we'll call it the jam hole jerk off.
No, I'm all right.
And people can buy tickets to it.
No.
Can we do pay-per-view stuff?
Can we?
Like just bloody fucking, just nasty, raunchy, like triple X, NC-17 fucking R shit.
Like what would we do?
Well, I don't know.
To... Give us that rating.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
All we do is just talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not that kind. I don't know. I saw, like, a bunch of, like, these movies, and I'm like, we should make a movie. Could you? That's kind of.
Just be one giant rape scene.
Whoa.
Can we just rape
Just
Annie?
Us taking
what?
Turns raping each other?
No.
We just all rape
I'm
each
going
other.
First. That's no. all I got to say. Fucking wow. shotgun.
A shotgun.
That'd be great.
No.
I bet we'd sell tickets to that.
Yeah.
Just to watch you guys cry.
I wouldn't cry.
You would cry.
I'd be pretty
upset. If she was raping you with that, you would cry.
That would hurt.
Yeah, and that's why you would cry.
And then wait till I rape you with it.
No.
Yeah.
I'd hold you down.
No. I'd have you both, like, knocked the fuck out.
Because it's all going around.
You guys would be... No, that's not how it would go. It's that's strongest it man on top.
We'll get a chair and just tape you to
it. That's what I'm saying, though. I'd get one first while you were fucking him and laughing, and he's crying. I would just fucking... both you on the floor, and then, like, just rape you both. And then I'd... You know, that'd be an hour and 25 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Where's
what?
My backpack at?
It's
I have
right
to
there.
Read something. I totally forgot about this, but
really?
This is totally effed up. Will you fucking hand it to me? Jesus. Where is it? Oh, it's right there. Oh, I was just wondering. I got this weird feeling that my backpack was in danger. I was like, dude, where's my backpack?
Oh, God. Did I forget it?
It's his child.
Okay, so you know how we're always talking about how, like, religion and religious people, they're... Don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking at you
I
like
I saw
anything.
That as soon as I said religion, you're like,
I didn't do anything.
I know you hate when we do this and you're afraid you're going to go to hell because,
right.
you know.
Because you went to fucking Christian school.
Right, and that's what I think.
So there's that little part inside you that still wonders.
So there's, like, you know how we're always talking about how religious people always tend to be more nasty than non-religious people?
Right.
When their faith is not even attacked, but just, like, if you're like, I would like to
well,
talk.
Well, because non-religious people question everything, and religious people just
well,
accept
not even
it
that,
and aren't
not,
supposed to question it at all.
Not all of them, I think.
Most of them.
Right, yeah,
like.
I guess. But not all of them. Some people just don't give a shit either way. But, like, yeah, the people that are, like, actual skeptics and, like, into questioning
right.
all that shit. Yeah, and then religious people are always like, oh, fuck you and die, and you'll burn in hell if you don't believe in what I believe and shit like that. So I finally got to this part in the book, The God Delusion. It's called The Roots of Morality, Why Are We Good? Because that question always comes up because religious people are always like, well, if there is no God, God's what makes people good or whatever. That's why people want to be good. Then why are people good? Because there are some people that are pretty good, you know.
Yeah, they're but there's a
lot
of
a
bad
lot.
People,
there's
too.
A lot of shit, but yeah, you know, there's a few good. And then, it always seems like that religious people tend to be more nasty. And that, in most cases, that totally contradicts, like, what they believe in and shit.
They contradict themselves in everything, pretty much.
So, this is out of the chapters. Chapter 6, it's called The Roots of Morality and Why. These are some letters that were written from, like, really religious Christian people to an author of this book called The God Who Wasn't There. His name is Brian Fleming. You've definitely got some nerve. I'd love to take a knife, gut you fools, and scream with joy as your insides spill out in front of you.
Wow.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Like, yeah. Really?
That's you.
That's you.
Amen.
You are attempting to ignite a holy war in which someday
Who's the one wanting to rip my guts out here?
Whoa!
Like, I never said anything about war or guts, and you're, gonna kill me.
Did we just get transported back to, the Crusades?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's always been like that.
You are attempting to ignite a holy war in which someday I and others like me may have the pleasure of taking action like the above mentioned.
Wow.
Me and my congregation will gut you like a pig. Like, pretty effed up junk, right? Yeah. However,
you're supposed to be all nice and loving
good Christians.
People.
Yeah.
That's very Christian of you.
This is the
you.
Same letter, and it says, the writer at this point seems to come to a belated recognition that his language is not very Christian. However, God teaches us not to seek vengeance, but to pray for those like you. Mm-hmm. See, so first they attack you and they try and just I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Right.
And then they put themselves up on that pedestal that's like, I'm going to heaven and I'm gonna forgive you because God teaches us to do that.
Right. They always do that. All of them do that.
That's so awesome.
That's how they are, because they know they can do that shit.
But then, of course, he goes...
That's how that works in their little crazy world.
How, what kind of world would that ever work in? For real.
That one.
That, really?
Yeah, that guy's world.
Yeah.
In the fucking back in the days of the Crusades
right.
and shit.
Well, obviously
when you
not.
Could go around literally gutting people.
Oh, no. You don't believe in God?
I kill you in the name of God. So then he does the God teaches us for, forgiveness and all that. But then he gets back to, I'll get comfort in knowing that the punishment God will bring to you will be 1,000 times worse than anything I can inflict. So you know what? Forget gutting you.
Yeah.
Whatever God is going to do to you in
That'll
hell
be.
For eternity.
Right.
Can you even imagine eternity?
Forever.
That's forever and a day.
Yeah.
That's forever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. Oh, that's so awesome that you... The best part is that you will suffer for eternity for these sins that you're completely ignorant about.
We're the ignorant ones.
The wrath of God will show no mercy. For your sake, I hope the truth is revealed to you before the knife connects with your flesh.
Wow.
Merry Christmas. P.S. You people really don't have a clue as to what is in store for you. I thank God I'm not you.
Wow.
Thank God. Hey, you suck, and I thank God that I am not you.
But we're all made in his image.
Well, yeah. But I think
God sucks.
Because you have free will. Oh, that's so brilliant. And then here's another one. This was written to something that was sent to the editor of the magazine Free Thought Today, published by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Hello, cheese-eating scumbags.
What?
Right away, you're like, yeah. Hi, I'm in seventh
Instantly.
Grade.
Instantly.
Right.
Attack him.
You dick-sucking faggot.
Wow.
Really? That's so great.
Is that how you talk
treat...
in church?
Really?
Yes,
do you kiss
is.
Your mother with that mouth?
Yeah.
There are way more of us Christians than you losers. There is no separation of church and state, and you heathens will lose.
Wow.
Satan-worshipping scum, please die and go to hell! I hope you get a painful disease like rectal cancer and die a slow, painful death so you can meet your God, who is Satan. my God is God, but your God is Satan. And that's why you don't believe in God or Satan, but Satan is your God.
Right, even though you don't believe in
right
anything any of that, like that. Yeah, yeah. The hey, concept of
hey,
that.
Dude, this freedom from religion thing sucks. So you fags and dykes, take it easy and watch where you go, cuz whenever you least expect it, God will get you.
Wow.
Do I have to watch my back from Tom and now God also?
God, yeah, too.
God's going to get you.
But I thought God is great and God is good.
When God you're on his side, I guess.
Oh, but when you're not.
He's a
But it's not even
dick.
Not being on his side. No. It's like if you could.
If you just don't believe in him.
But show me something. Like one little fucking thing even.
But those people believe that they have been shown stuff most of the time.
What that
they
they've
have
got
reasons
sent,
to believe in?
They've
it.
Gotten sent to jail, and their life is at like the lowest point it could ever right. go. And then they're like, "Oh,
not everyone's like
if
that,
I
though.
Believe in
most
God,
people are just brainwashed at birth.
The judge will Pretty have much. Mercy on my soul."
I went to a Christian school, but
so did yeah. I. But it's.
It's just like you're brainwashed.
It's just weird.
At birth.
You grow up and you learn other things. You're like,
well, that and if you believe in all the in the Bible, there was quite a few like miraculous things happening. Like mm-hmm. shit that was like okay, if you actually saw that, you would believe. But right. then all of the sudden it just nothing at all that anybody can ever have been a witness to. Like toast with Virgin Mary's stamp
that's
on it.
It. That
like,
is
really?
It.
That seems very
or like burnt
ridiculous
salami
to me.
With the word God in it. It. Yeah.
Like really?
Really? That's not
Are
it.
Are we playing parlor tricks?
Wow.
If you don't like this country and what it was founded on and for get the fuck out of it or go straight to hell. Or excuse me, get the fuck out of it and also go straight to hell.
Wow.
P.S. Fuck you, communist whore.
Christians wow. are jerks, man.
They get worse and worse.
Whoa.
God.
Hey, P.S., fuck you, yeah. you communist whore.
Fuck you.
Get wow. your black asses out of the USA. You are without excuse. Creation is more than enough evidence of the Lord Jesus Christ's omnipotent power.
Well, obviously, it's clear that these guys are the good guys. Obviously.
Right.
I mean,
right.
obviously, they're the good ones.
These are the
us.
Ones I should be looking up to and
yes,
strive to
these
be
are
like,
the good
right?
people.
I want to be one of these guys in society.
But why is it God's omnipotent power? Why not Allah's or Lord Brahma's or Yahweh's even? Why God?
Yeah.
We will not go quietly away. If in the future that requires violence, just remember, you brought it on. You communist whore. My rifle is loaded. You know what that is?
What?
It's me loading my rifle.
I know that
Actually,
sound.
I already loaded it. That's me just cocking it.
Right.
Getting it ready. That's so fantastic. And then he goes on and he's like, you know, why I can't help wondering is God thought to need such ferocious defense? One might have supposed him amply capable of looking after himself. And bear in mind through all of this that the editor being abused and threatened so viciously is a gentle and charming young woman. And that sucks for you.
Wow. I have nothing to say about that.
Isn't that crazy?
Like,
yeah. I
just can't
usually,
believe that.
We don't usually like read verbatim out of books. We'll talk about them. But like I read that today. And I
know.
Was like,
it's just like.
Is this seriously a letter
these
that these
are,
people got?
These are real people.
Yeah.
And there's millions and millions of them.
This is nonfiction.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. P.S. Fuck you. I love that. I'm going to add that as my Google signature now. P.S.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck. What is wrong with people?
They believe in God.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
That is a big problem.
Oh, and then the last thing I didn't want to mention, we watched the movie Fanboys. Have you watched
that
yet?
Yeah.
Really? It's a pretty funny movie. It's about like these geeky fucking Star Wars nerds.
Really?
And they totally hate Trekkies, like Star Trek nerds, like Star Wars is way better, and like they
and
totally
they just...
So the whole point is like it's before episode 1 Revenge of the the Sith, right? Right. Is that episode one? Okay, before that came out, they're like, man, we really want to see it. And ever since they were in fifth grade, they were planning on, like, taking a trip to the Lucas farm and breaking into it and stealing a rough copy.
Wow.
And now they're a little older, and it's like, what, 8 months before the movie comes out?
Yeah,
and they're
like,
let's fucking do it. And they, it's so
well,
great.
Well, they do it because their friend has cancer or something.
Right,
and he's given so long to live, and he won't be able to see the show.
Alert.
Right.
Yeah, well.
And then he dies.
Dude, just get an account on I Love Torrents.
Yeah, that's where I found it. ILoveTorrents.com.
And you could have gotten that 8 months before it came out.
Right. I think this was like a long time ago before there
well,
was that.
Well, obviously, I was kidding.
So,
do we have Fuck My Life still or no?
Let me check one last time, but I don't think so. I believe,
sucks.
Yeah, the site's down. So, 26 sent us in this other site. It's called TFLN, text from last night. Mm. Remember that text you shouldn't have sent last night?
No.
We do. That's it. We do. And my dad told him he was a great-looking guy. And then he added, no homo after.
Okay.
You were a great-looking guy. Hey, no homo.
Right.
Right? Man, I hate Rosetta Stone. I want to impress this girl with Italian last night, but all I could say were things like, a blue airplane, and he is wearing a white shirt.
That's awesome.
Really? Guy in front of me on the bus did 12 years. He's telling me about how to knife fight.
Wow.
Nice.
These are like Twitters, kind of.
Kind of.
Fantastic night. Drank beer from a wine bottle, danced on a van, chased a llama, and fell from a fence. Was that you?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's good. The thought of Ann Coulter teabagging Dick Cheney kills me every time.
What? Oh,
right, because Ann Coulter's a chick, but right. She's like a manly chick,
oh.
So she has balls.
Right.
And Dick, right.
Got
and
it.
And Dick Cheney's just old, so like the thought of anyone teabagging him
yeah.
Would be pretty amusing.
And just the way he is. Is there any really good ones?
Do you know about daggering?
Daggering?
Have you heard about that?
No.
It's an erotic dance craze.
Never heard of it.
Streaking the nation.
Really?
The jam hole nation.
Streaking like naked?
Spark that out and I'll tell you about daggering.
Tell me about it.
Spark that owl.
Spark what out?
That
what?
That owl that you brought.
That owl?
Spark that owl. Have you ever heard that?
No.
No,
it's a Cypress
never.
Hill song.
That's
oh.
Spark
odd.
That owl.
Wow.
Is that why you're like, okay, so read the story.
Right.
So this one is called Erotic Daggering Dance Craze Causing Bodily Harm. An erotic dance craze is thought to be the cause of a recent spate of broken penises in Jamaica. And now feces, a government crackdown.
What? Feces?
There's penis breaking going
feces,
on in Jamaica.
Feces, a government crackdown.
Dude,
what
quit
I said.
Breaking people's penises.
Wow.
Is this like...
It's from these big booty chicks just like
is that
going on nuts.
Is that seriously a problem?
If it's happening a lot.
If a big booty chick is just going nuts,
she's
daggering,
on,
like...
She's
get
doing
your,
it on purpose.
Get your dick away from there.
Well, she's got it locked in there.
Oh, like your dick's already in there and
right.
She's like,
well,
gotcha.
You can't get
no,
out once
did
you're
you,
in.
Did you watch the video of it?
Is there a video of it?
That is a video and it's... pretty amusing, and it shows you how rough they're like having sex dancing.
Daggering, a lewd dance style where couples simulate dry sex in various positions to the beat of the. Are you kidding me?
No, dude, it's some pretty gnarly dancing, man.
Simulating dry sex. Is that how everybody dances, though?
This
it's
is
all
yeah,
just like
more
humping. This is more like I just broke your dick because
yeah.
That's how fucking hardcore
this
I am.
This is more so. Harder.
This is like African mating ritual shit.
Yeah. Right.
That's fucked
like,
up.
Break your
like,
dick
they are
off.
Jiggling and wiggling
this
everywhere.
Is like some black
and
widow.
If you put your dick anywhere near that, it's going to get broken.
It's like a weed whacker. You just don't put your dick anywhere
you don't
near a
weed
whacker.
Near it.
Nowhere near a weed whacker.
No, keep it
or
far, far
it's
away.
Fucking, it's getting broken. It's characterized by over the top gyrating, heavy pelt. Could you demonstrate for us? Show us.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Braden?
What?
Like this. Is that daggering?
No.
Did I just bust a fat dagger?
No.
I don't think so.
You just dry humped the air.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
I didn't have a
you
beat.
You just did the white version of daggering.
I was daggering to some fucking happy hardcore. That's what that was.
That's not how it looks like.
Many couples have taken the rough daggering dance from the club to the bedroom with disastrous consequences. Mm. You want a dagger tonight?
We'll watch that video later, and then you tell me if you want a dagger.
Bagger, tagger, and then we'll dagger. Yeah. The jam hole. Bagger, tagger, and dagger.
Oh, God.
Jamaican doctors were prompted to issue a warning on the dangers of daggering when presented with a range of fractured penises caused by rough intercourse. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Chick just fucking, like, you're on the bottom, dick up, preferably.
And, like, slips
no,
out.
No, it seems
and
like
it
more.
Slips out and just nails them in the leg. You're like, oh, my dick! Fuck!
I've never had it hurt that
bad. You're like doing everything you can to just not fucking punch her because it hurts. You want to either punch her or throw up. And like, it
or
fucking
both.
Sucks, dude. Like, I don't know. Ever that happened like maybe two times in my life when I was younger, when I was more flexible, so to speak. Lucky for me.
Right.
And ever since then, even ask her, like, whenever there's a chick on top of me, and she's seen many chicks on top of me,
right,
like I'm always like holding butt and like making sure, and if I even feel like this is gonna go bad, I like either grab it or I'll like move it to the side real quick.
Whoa.
Like duck and roll out the fucking way.
Right.
But I do that too when you're on top, and I'll just like I won't let go because I'm so scared. Dude, it hurts so
How
bad.
How can you enjoy that then?
Well, no, it's because
you're thinking about that the whole time.
It's hard. And let me tell you, it's difficult.
I bet.
To maintain erectile.
Daggering, though, if you watch the video, it looks more like doggy style stuff, and they, like, the chick's ass is just moving so much, and he's just grinding so hard that he's going to miss and hit her ass, and she's going to move the wrong way.
It reminds me of the Happy Happy Joy Joy dance by Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
When they're bumping butt cheeks together, it's like brr, brr. That's what
exactly.
That's totally what that
Except
reminds.
It's dick to ass, not ass to ass.
Right, they were daggering, kind of.
Right.
Jamaican doctors, did I reread that? Yeah. The number of cases tripled in the last year. The rising popularity of the new dance and subsequent public protests have prompted no more broken penises.
No more.
Hey, man, no more. Like, you're protesting a dance? That's, I guess, I protest, you know,
I don't
top.
Protest anything.
Anything. I protest abortion protesters.
Yes, I protest protesters.
And that's
you
it.
Protest protesters.
We're I did that
gonna
once.
Gonna protest.
Though. Those people do that all the
We're
time.
Not gonna protest.
Yeah, there was more down there like a couple days ago.
What porn one or
no? The abortion protesters.
Oh,
for the porn?
You remember the porn?
Because 40 Days for Life is over.
Yeah. No, but
that's
there
all
was...
they give a fuck about.
Yeah, no, there was a couple people out there days. Like a couple days ago on my way
really?
To work. Yeah.
Are you sure they weren't just debating whether or not to give
No,
a-
they said there's some thing saying stop abortion
Stop
or whatever.
Doing this.
I flipped him a bird on the way and
of course.
People honked their horns and I thought it was funny.
That's awesome. the new dance protests have prompted the Jamaican government to ban songs and videos with blatantly sexual content. See, Jamaica? You get all up out of control with your daggering and now no more sex. What
None.
Do you think of that?
Yeah.
No
they're
more.
Still going to do it.
But it's illegal now because you know why? You might break your dick.
You could.
You can't fuck. What's going to
well,
happen
don't
to
don't do it so rough.
Stereo radiation says I also heard broken vulvas are a problem.
Really? Could you break your vulva? Hold on. First of all, which part's the vulva? Refresh my memory.
I don't even think I
Stand
remember.
Stand up, please.
Yeah.
Please. Let's look at the chart, shall we?
Okay.
The vagina, yeah. Meow. Excuse me.
What?
We gotta see the diagram.
No, I'm good.
The vulva is the up inside part.
I don't know.
Or is that the, you don't know and you have one. None Ask me know. Where all my shit's at. I'll
Where's
point,
your spleen?
Right here.
That's your kidney.
Right, it's next to my squiddly sploosh. Yeah.
Duh. Obviously.
But that sucks that, like, you guys are breaking dicks so bad, but you keep doing it that the government actually has to step in and be like, whoa, no more doing that shit.
You really should watch the video.
Steer radiation says Googles it, yo. Where my spleen is?
I don't care.
I don't know. Or where the vulva
my
is.
MySpleen.net?
Clitoris and the vulva. Never seen in my life.
Ever.
Wait, doesn't 26 drive a vulva?
A Volvo.
Oh, a Volvo.
Wait, okay. No, doesn't he have, like, an old school, like, Mercedes or something?
License plate number
I'm pretty
J5
sure it's a Mercedes.
Niner, oh.
No, remember that picture of the blowout tower? It had a fucking Mercedes emblem on the rim.
That was stolen, bro.
No, that was the tire he blew out on the way to New York.
Maybe it was just a not matching tire.
I don't know.
That's why it blew out.
Maybe.
Excuse me. Damn, son.
Oh, Burger sent us something. Where the vulva
is.
Oh,
he wicked vulva.
Oh, please, will you pull that up?
I'll pull that up.
Pull that up and read to us where the vulva is.
All right, continue.
Jamaica's Broadcasting Commission, which defines daggering as a, quote, colloquial term used in dancehall culture as a reference to hardcore sex, or what is popularly referred to as, quote, dry sex, end quote, or the activities of persons engaged in the public simulation of various sexual acts
oh, it's
and
got a picture.
Positions, enforce the ban in February. So you guys can't even pretend to have sex anymore. Where's it at? Look at you.
Where is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, my girlfriend.
Where's my vulva? Yay!
It doesn't show on the picture.
Are you fucking kidding?
Hold on. Why, you're really kidding.
There's a mic over here. We can talk.
Yeah.
The vaginal opening, the clitoral glands, the labia minora, the clitoral hurt. Yeah, I'm not seeing. Wait, what's it called? The vulva?
Right.
Oh, wait, here, right here.
Is that the whole thing?
Oh, the whole... Oh, the human vulva! Look at the header, Redar.
Right.
So that's, like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was like...
No, it's the whole thing.
Wow,
so
guys.
Instead of vagina, this I can little... just say vulva.
Check out my vulva.
That's retarded. I thought it was something in there.
Up in there?
Yeah.
Is there something
like
in your vulva?
Like a certain part?
Like, I thought
like
it
my
was
dick?
Like ovaries or something. Because
you
know?
Broke
like,
it off daggering the other night?
No, that was in her ass.
Oh, right. Is that called vulva minor?
Oh, my God.
It is for dudes.
Yeah.
Right. So they had to say no more sex acts. Positions, you can't simulate them in public anymore or anywhere else. Quote, there shall not be transmitted through radio or television or cable services any recording, live song, or music video, which stop fucking staring at me. I can see
whoa,
that.
Whoa, I can see it on the camera.
My peripheral. Show the camera your pretty face. That's why you're on the show. Or boobs.
Right.
That's actually why you're on the show.
But she doesn't show those.
Less talky, more boobies. Who did laundry today?
You.
Your
I
mom?
Know, that sucks.
Was it your mom?
Yeah. No, my mom's still in California.
Oh.
Still trucking on.
Yep.
Daggering is a newly accepted name for an activity that has been presented in Jamaica's dance halls for many years. It is roughly the equivalent of the Caribbean's cabin stabbing, another crude style of
cabin
music and dance.
Cabin stabbing?
Hey, what's your favorite music? Oh, I'm into cabin stabbing, daggering, anal fisting.
Those are the best ones, anyway.
And I like drum and bass. daggering is a dance that makes you, this is a quote... Quote, daggering is a dance that makes you unleash the beast. If you ain't know what I mean, think about every sex position and put it in a dance.
Wow.
Some
with
chick,
clothes on.
Some chick said Driva. Or some chick named Driva said.
That's a black girl.
Yeah. Hey, man. I work at the police station, the flower shop, the church shop, and I'm at the ice cream shop on Tuesdays. Hey, man.
Burger says, are those the Matt doesn't need to ask for sex tonight eyes?
Are you mad? Shut the fuck up.
Boobies.
You can't hit them.
I'm patting them.
You're hitting them.
I'm patting.
They have feelings. Like your balls.
That's different. A series of YouTube videos depict daggering as a rough and sometimes violent act. And sometimes they end with the chick devouring the
your
man
cock.
Whole.
Yeah.
And the whole, well, like, the whole man. Man.
The
yeah,
whole man.
The whole man. act which can be demeaning to women also. Go figure.
Stereo Radiation says it would be impossible to do the Chef Boyardee on the dance floor.
What is
or next to impossible.
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea what
know.
That means.
Chef
the Chef Boyardee.
I don't get it. Now I'm curious, though.
I don't get it.
That sucks.
I'll wait. I got time.
All right. Well, here. Chef Boyardee.
You got to explain.
Did he have a dance?
I don't know.
You can't just say something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you gotta
like,
not
leave,
tell
how
us.
Are we gonna
know?
Leave the room.
He's still move. There. He's just waiting for the lag.
One video shows popular group RDX performing its song.
Popular?
What?
RDX? Who's that?
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
He's pretty popular, though.
Come on. Are they?
I don't know.
Stereo Radiation says can't hear you.
What?
Because we weren't talking.
Yeah, we were you out of the room, dude?
And that's it for this story. So, fuck. What do you
don't
got?
Don't dagger.
Braden.
He says, what was the question? What is Chef Boyardee?
Why does the chef explain the Chef Boyardee joke? That's what I didn't get.
Yeah, what's this dance you speak of?
It's going to be something totally stupid and like that we totally just should have gotten or something.
Right, I know.
Because I totally remember those commercials from when I was a kid, but I don't remember the dance. Was there
if
a
there
dance?
Was one.
Do the dance! I don't remember.
Me neither.
The
no
most noble
idea.
Criticism is that in which the critic is not the antagonist so much as the rival of the author.
What?
Okay.
That was my quote of today.
Wow.
I keep archiving those, and I'm going to write a book one day.
And they're just going to have all those in it.
I'm just going to copy and paste them.
Wow.
Yeah, so do you have a story?
I can read a story.
Would you do that for me? It's time to do some news.
Is it? Did you just do some news?
I kind of did a little.
All right, this one is called Woman Raped Live on Internet.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we watch?
Can you imagine?
Huh.
Is it, like, recorded, and is it, like, still
yes.
there?
I don't know if it's still there. Phoenix police arrested a man in Phoenix on Monday on suspicion of raping an unconscious woman live on popular video casting website. Doesn't say what, of course. According to a court document on February 26, 2009, at about 5 a.m., 20-year-old Jonathan Hawk set up a webcam built into his laptop and broadcast live as he sexually assaulted a woman whom he knew for less than a month as she lay in bed unconscious. The victim had reportedly been asleep for up to 6 hours before the assault occurred. So did he, like, drug her?
I would say so.
You would have
so.
To be drugged.
Or drunk?
Or something. Have, like, some sort of elaborate jigsaw trap, like in
yeah.
Saw 1 through fucking 20. Because
even when he
20,
rolls over
25.
And I feel his penis on my back, I wake up. I'm like, oh,
right. Hold
what?
On. Do we have this conversation before, or am I seriously tripping
what?
Out right now?
I don't know.
Because, like, I could have sworn we totally did that whole from the time you said this one is called up until I started freaking out. Are you guys fucking with me?
Not at all.
Were you guys like, dude, let's totally do this story again and we'll say the same exact thing.
You're having,
thing,
like, some deja vu.
Did we not ever
deja vu.
Do
We've
this
never
story?
Done no. This is brand new.
Are you kidding
We've
me?
Talked about rape before.
There has been a couple stories like this.
But this exact, really?
Never done no. this exact one.
Yeah, I'm lay off the salvia, says Burger.
Yeah, lay off the salvia, dude.
But yeah, dude, you can't just, like, rape someone if they're sleeping, not drugged or anything like
still
that.
Tripping? No, every time I go to say something, I'm like, I could have sworn I already fucking said this, like, 2 episodes ago.
What?
Are you kidding?
No.
No. Are you serious?
Dude. You're tripping. I think someone in the chat would have said so by now.
Right. Maybe there's just lag. And maybe that's what you said
last
time.
That's why I said lay off the salvia.
While being
interviewed by Phoenix police, the woman said she became aware of the assault after a friend's text messaged her about the video.
Right.
According to a court document, the woman who found pictures on the website of Hawk lying next to her as she was asleep and naked from the waist down.
The only parts you would need.
Right, to have sex with
to
her.
Have naked. Right.
I mean, but why didn't she wake up? That's just like the dumbest thing.
Because
in the world
she was
to me.
Totally fucking drugged.
Right. Obviously.
It doesn't say that in there. That's the thing.
But it's gotta be.
She had to have been.
What
or
else?
It was totally set up.
Right. Or he like tied her up and shit.
That's really
like
weird.
She's getting raped and she's like, you know what, I'm just gonna lay here and pretend I'm totally asleep and I'm gonna sue his ass.
No,
later.
He just.
No, because the kind of guy. See, yeah, Burger says it's a fake shit or something. But yeah, the kind of guy that would do that. I can't see that.
Phoenix police issued a search warrant for the website's content to try and obtain the live video of the assault. In the video, Hawk reportedly made comments about him being able to commit the assault without her knowledge while he performed various sexual acts.
Like, he just didn't, like,
No, he was like, so I
he told his website, guys, there's going to be some
like,
sweet
not
rape.
Only not only did he do all that sex acts in the video, but he even said it.
Right.
He's like.
To his internet blog post did it.
Well,
but didn't
the video,
tell her.
Too, I think.
And didn't obtain her permission. Right. The one person he should have told about, I'm going to fuck you, he didn't. That sucks for him.
Yeah. After viewing the 5-minute video, Phoenix police arrested Hawk and booked him on charges of sexual assault and, what? Surreptitious videotaping.
Okay.
Heard that.
Videotaping without one's knowledge.
Right.
Is that what that means?
Police say Hawk is allegedly, very popular
what
on the site.
What is his name?
Something Jonathan.
What was his last name?
Hawk.
Cock?
Hawk.
Hawk. Like the Hawk.
Like H-O-C-H?
K. C-K.
Okay.
Wow, guys.
Really?
Didn't you guys agree never to smoke before the show?
No, that's not it. I totally could have sworn we did that before. But
no, we did not. Ever.
No, you were saying something about it before. You're like, we should not smoke before the show because
wait, what?
I
no,
can't
I'm talk-
read at all.
Oh, I never. When did I say
that? Because he can't
that?
Read when he's
yeah,
high.
Yeah, he reads like, I'm high. Nah.
It's because our eyes aren't open as wide as they normally would be.
Right.
You have really, your eyes are always really wide open.
Not right now.
No, not right now. But like, last night or whatever, he's sitting there at the computer. I just can't help but stare at him because his eyes are like, boosh.
This is all the way. And then he doesn't
Which
blink.
Is weird because I didn't have any weed last night. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, you were awake, and I was, like, when you're awake and being serious, your eyes are, like really wide.
It's a big screen.
You have big eyes.
No.
Wow.
Yes.
So.
Well, that's it for that story.
I appreciate that. Is President Barack Obama the Antichrist?
Yes.
What?
Whoa. Racist.
I don't even know.
Is he?
What? No.
Oh. No?
Because I don't believe in that shit.
You sounded
if there were an Antichrist, it probably would be him.
Why would you even think that? The Antichrist isn't a real thing.
I know, and if anything, the Antichrist would be red, because the devil's red.
Right. He probably has some horns and a tail.
This one is called A Clearwater Pastor Plants a Provocative Sermon on President Obama and the Antichrist.
The Antichrist. So they refer to Obama
where
as
this
the
is
Antichrist?
From.
Clearwater, Florida.
Florida. No. Hey, you.
Yeah.
You know who the Antichrist is?
Obama.
Barack Obama. Oh, that's the question
The great Reverend Ken Link will answer Sunday during his sermon at Clearwater's Lakeview Baptist Church. You ever go to Lakeview Baptist? You like my Floridian accent?
That's not a dude, really. Florida people don't talk like that.
Sunday's
Are you sure?
I'm from there, you idiot.
You talk like that sometimes.
I don't talk like that at all.
Like when you said the word there, you had
there?
That...
You have a southern twang to you.
I do not.
You pretty little flower.
Stop.
Yeah,
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Hey, you want to hear a
joke?
No,
please don't. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Sex tonight, or you guys want to hear a joke?
I want to hear a joke.
You want to hear a funny
Neither.
Joke?
Neither.
I do.
Fuck yourself.
That's not one of the choices.
Tell the joke and go fuck yourself, because that's what's going to happen. I don't have an accent or anything, okay?
She does when she gets going. She gets
when you get kind of mad.
During sex, sometimes she's like, yeehaw, fuck me, daddy!
Yeehaw!
Oh, don't ever scream that.
No.
Ever. Ever.
Then it's over.
That's the end.
Burner wants to hear a joke really, really bad.
No, it's not even a joke. It's stupid.
I want to hear it, too.
I don't care. Let me
I
want
to hear it.
There's a camera. Show him.
No.
What?
You know how...
I have something tattooed on my shoulder.
Really?
And it's my dad's nickname for me, and I don't like anybody else to call me by that.
How long have you had
my daddy.
How long have I had it?
Yeah.
Since I was 12.
4 years.
And now you just
I always
out about
wear
it.
A sleeve shirt, like almost always. Right. And one day, the first time anybody ever kind of said it or whatever, it's I was at work
what
and
is
a
it?
Ticket came in. And
Hold on. What is it?
No.
Tell
She's
what?
Not going to let it slip.
No.
Share that with
no!
us. Or I'll type it in the show notes.
I really want to know what it is.
No,
you've
fine.
Seen it!
I don't remember ever
idiot.
Seeing it.
Dude, I wear sleeveless shirts here all the time. And tank tops.
I never pay attention to what it says.
I actually said it, and if you go back and listen to the podcast right before she like just got all quiet, like looked at me, you'll hear what it is.
But anyway, a ticket rang in, and it had that at the bottom of it. And I was like, whoa, was my mom or my dad out there? And they're like, no, why? I thought it was funny because it kind of goes with what she rang in.
Because it said exactly what she rang in, which was?
Nothing. and I was like, oh, crap. She's like, why? And I showed her my shoulder. She's like, oh, that's fucking creepy.
I totally just
that
remembered
sucks,
it.
Sucks,
I was like, dude, don't ever do that again. You creep me out. Make me see my parents are out there. And she's like, no. I was like, okay.
I'm sorry. So what was, okay, tell us what the order was, and maybe they can guess it from that.
Something with chicken.
Wow.
The word chicken or any
just
form
the first
of,
part of it?
Or just,
it was, that's what it is. It was white meat.
What
on
is it, Brandon?
Chicken platter.
What is it, Brandon?
I don't want to say it.
Oh. There you go. Don't say it.
I don't want to get her that mad. You can say it and she can be mad at
I
you.
I already said it, so.
Not.
It's the C word.
It's devil's right. daughter.
That's not what it is.
That's on my back.
Can we call you CB for short?
That's mean. Don't ever call me that. Only my dad calls me that.
Did he call you like the...
Burger says my grandmother calls me Peaches.
Oh my god, dude.
No, I got a whole sleeve done because I love my dad. He's like the coolest person ever. And I got this whole sleeve done. And at the top of it is his nickname for me.
Which is?
With a fishing line connected to a lure.
What's your mom's nickname for you?
I won't ever tell you. Oh, I am. Okay. I will.
Let's.
He's
we
got
already.
One too.
I already got my.
You're mad.
My licks.
Hey, Matt,
I already got my licks for that like 100 episodes.
But did your dad have a nickname for you also?
No, it was the same
one.
Because
see, I have one from each, and it sucks.
I had the same one.
That was so funny how you accidentally just kind of said it.
I didn't accidentally say it.
What? Well, she said it at the fucking end. Love, mom.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
That's all.
Oh, yeah, because it was in an email I read a long time ago, and it said that in it. And I, like, it's fantastic.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Sunday's discussion is the latest in a series by Link examining biblical prophecy and theories about the end of time. The pastor says parishioners have asked the question since Obama began campaigning for president. They're all like, is he the one the prophecy spoke
about? He's the one.
Lactose.
Take him to the oracle.
Take him to the oracle. That sucks. You guys think black people are the Antichrist?
Just the one
that actually fooled enough white people to become president.
Right,
that's
and
the
everyone
Antichrist.
Thinks he's a terrorist too.
Right, because his name's Obama.
Obama,
Barack Obama,
Hussein.
I love that lady. She's so fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Link said he isn't afraid to preach the politics and would likely have posed the question regardless of America's leader. So whoever the next president was, you're going to be like, that's the one.
That's the one.
That's got to be the Antichrist. Obviously. It just happened to be the one black guy we got.
Yeah.
Go team.
Well, it would have been a woman. It was either a black guy or a woman.
Right. That's how we knew.
Yeah.
That's for the oracle hath spoken.
Right.
The popularity quote, the popularity of the president
who can't
is
read
such,
now.
I can't now. Is such that even asking the question causes controversy, Link said. Several people have called to complain since the question was posed on a sign outside the church. Can you put that on a sign outside your church?
Apparently. Allegedly.
Like, pray for no abortions, or pray for whatever those signs say, and then Barack Hussein is the Antichrist, our president. Yes, we can.
I would like to go up to that sign and rearrange the words.
Yeah.
There's some good letters in that.
That is. You can make a pretty sweet anagram out of Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
As Renee Baker of Clearwater drove to an appointment Friday morning, she saw the sign and was offended. I voted for him.
Right.
I am offended.
I don't believe in that bullshit.
I'm gonna sue you.
What? How can you sue?
Quote, just the fact that the question was put on a marquee display, the church's right to free speech protected the discussion,
of course.
She said, but she thought the question violated other liberties.
Danny says, I love watching Matt while he is reading, so he gets all self-conscious.
No more of staring at me while
I love
read.
When she types that stuff.
Why?
Because it's so funny that I can read it, and it's you saying it.
And I can't because I'm reading, so I can't look at the chat. That's hilarious.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have seen it otherwise.
Well, that's it for that story. So now you get to read a story. We're all going to stare at you.
If I don't look at you and look at the screen and you call me, shut up, then I get called a screen watcher or whatever. And if I'm typing in the chat.
So just sit back, close your eyes. Take a shirt off.
I'm just going to watch you.
Show us the twins.
The twins.
And listen. Your turn,
okay,
sir.
This one is called Man 93 and Woman 89. Tie the knot in blank.
Blank?
In blank. Place.
In
it's a place.
A person, place, or thing?
Place.
Place?
City?
Like state.
State? Like in a state of... I'm going to go with unconsciousness.
What?
Because they're so old.
No, you're saying a state, like in the U.S.
State, like a state of mind?
State in the United States.
Oh, in the US of A.
In the US of A.
Oh, okay. So,
fuck it.
Georgia?
Florida?
Yes.
Wait, what did you say?
You got it.
I said Georgia.
West Palm
Georgia?
Beach. West Palm
West
Beach.
Palm Beach, Georgia?
Yeah, Florida.
Yes, Georgia.
West Palm Beach,
is that
Florida.
Near Moscow?
One Florida couple is starting married life when 182 years of experience between them. Ebenezer Rose.
What's his name? Ebenezer?
Ebenezer.
Of Ebenezer. Pronounced Ebenezer.
Is it Ebenezer?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Like the...
Oh my god.
I'm thinking of the...
win!
I'm thinking of the ship in the Matrix.
The Ebenezer?
That
was the Nebuchadnezzar.
You're right.
You fucking retard.
Oh my god. See, this is why you guys don't smoke before the show.
Wow, dude.
We smoked during the show.
Yeah.
What?
Spark that owl.
Yeah.
Yes, that wait, what's Ebenezer? Got it, go.
When 89-year-old Monica Hayden on Sunday in West Palm Beach, the couple say they decided to get married after a brief courtship. Rose said...
wait, how brief? Because when you're 93, every minute counts.
Right, I'm in a hurry. I don't have that much time.
Hey,
like,
you're as old as I am.
What?
Do you want to hook up?
Yeah. Well, she's a little younger. Soon. She's 4 years younger.
It's like the whole vampire thing. It's like they know that they're just going to live forever.
Right.
But like the opposite of that. They're like, we're just going to die probably in a few days. Do you think they get their bone on? Do you think
they'll try, probably.
Consummated that marriage?
They probably died doing it.
And that's how you die. That's what you do when you get old.
Yeah.
You find a chick, you bang her, and then you die.
Right.
That's
what
awesome.
What else do you do?
Hey, I'm halfway done.
You probably have an oxy prescription, too.
Just for being old?
Well, because you have
lovely partying gifts.
You have so many problems by then that you're probably going to need them for something.
Something or another.
Like, you're going to have some pain somewhere.
It's like, I'm old. Can I just have these?
Yeah. I deserve it.
Just keep them coming.
Rose said he told Hayden that each of us is living a lonely life. Why not get married?
Why not?
Why not? We're
Why
both going to die
You're
soon.
Not going to remember
the
tomorrow.
The couple first
Why
met
the...
in church about 20 years ago.
Whoa. That's not a brief courtship. 20 years? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but
you
should have
got married a century ago when you were in your fucking... Jesus Christ.
Well, he's only marrying her because he's old and he's going to die soon.
And she's marrying him for his money, of course.
Well, she's only got a few years left, too.
But it's nice to have some money. Being on a fixed income fucking sucks. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Rose's first wife died about 4 years ago after 58 years of marriage.
Your name's Rose?
Well, that's his last name.
Right.
And Hayden is twice widowed.
Right.
Wow.
They're like,
we've
been through some people.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My last two husbands didn't live that long.
Right. I mean, I poisoned them for their money. But, right. I mean, of course, I am a chick.
Yeah. That's not really the point.
It's the vulva. That's
yes,
what makes them
the vulva.
Cuckoo. Holy shit.
Wow. And that's it for that story.
That's fantastic. I thought it was the tits the whole time.
No, it's the vulva. God. Obviously.
This one's called, do you remember a while ago, I don't think we did the story, but I think it was on UID like a long time ago about that topless coffee shop that they opened up.
Never heard of it.
In Maine. You know, it was a long time ago. It was probably when I first started listening to that show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about it. It was like just this toffee copless shop.
Shopless hop.
At the sock hop. So yeah, this one is called Topless Coffee Shop.
Right.
Right. Burns down. Official says it was arson.
Says?
Because
they says?
They says it was arson. Official says it was arson. Don't you know? In the end, a coffee shop in Vassalbro, Maine. Vassalbro, right? That's right.
Is Are that you the okay?
Correct? I'm okay. Is that the correct pronunciation? No.
Vassalbro.
That's what it looked. No, Vassalbro.
Vassalbro. That's what I said.
Vassalbro.
Maine. That gained national attention for its topless waiters and waitresses simply proved too hot.
Too hot,
that's why it burned down.
Oh, what a funny pun.
Holy Christ.
That's, and Joyce be with you. It's that caliber.
Oh my God.
Joyce to the...
Joyce.
That is so awful.
Joyce to the world.
Joyce to the world. The Lord has come.
That made me laugh so hard.
The grand view. It did. Like, that was the worst pun ever.
Yeah, that is the worst pun ever. Wow.
The Grandview Topless Coffee Shop burned to the ground.
You have
early.
A hard time saying that every time.
That is a fuck of a word to yeah. say. Or
it's a tongue twister.
Topless coffee shop, right.
Topless coffee
so it
shop.
Burned Wednesday, so it's not there anymore.
Right. You just gotta get
it was simply too hot.
They're just too hot.
Too hot to handle.
Yep.
Definitely too hot for TV. It was arson, of course. The blaze consumed the risque small town business shortly after midnight, said Vassal Bro Fire Chief Eric Rowe. I love that word. Vassal Bro. He described the flames as severe, 6'3", blonde wow. hair,
blue eyes, six pack.
The
can you read this?
The Calgary Flames. I could do this all day.
Wow. If you can even talk.
I know, right?
He said the building was a total loss. The building, much like this part of the show, was a total loss. Quote, I really liked it here, the waitress Krista McIntyre said after learning the cause of the fire. We weren't hurting anyone. I don't know why someone would do something like this. You know why?
Hmm.
Because they were religious, and religious people
Christian.
Don't like boobs.
Nope. Or man chests.
Right. Or
apparently.
Bros.
Right.
That Brahones. Sucks. So you burn it down.
Yeah.
Just because you don't like boobs. It's against your religion.
Everyone
somehow.
Likes boobs.
Is it the 11th commandment? Thou shalt not have thy...
Boobs out.
Triple venti mocha latte served with boobs. That sucks. That's probably the...
Like, I would have bought so much more coffee at Starbucks
these
in New
guys,
York if there was topless
you look forward
there.
To that every morning.
Yeah,
and
like, I want to get...
burned it. Someone fucked it
I
up
need
for you.
Some, I need my coffee and I need my tits in the morning.
That's all I need.
That's
two
it.
Things.
That's
coffee... tits
and starts
not
your day
in that
off
order.
Great every time.
Not necessarily in that
yeah,
order.
Yeah, tits. Sometimes
I really
I
don't
switch
even
it
like
up.
Coffee. I get a Rice Krispie square.
Yeah,
that's all.
Something,
and their lemon cake. It's delicious.
That's awesome.
I have the flames serve it to me. It's good.
Wow.
The shop's proprietor, Donald Crabtree, said he is determined to rebuild. Of course.
Course.
You should have built your house out of bricks,
yes.
This little piggy said.
Not out of straw.
Not out of straw. You should have opted for the third choice, which
right.
would have been bricks. You just pay more. We weren't hurting anyone. I don't know why that would happen, the shop's proprietor said. For Crabtree, the coffee shop literally was home. He and his two daughters, their two boyfriends, and his two ignorant grandchildren. Oh, infant, excuse me. His two infant grandchildren lived in quarters attached to the Grandview. The fire forced them to now have to live in a hotel.
Mm.
Not only do you not get your tits, and now these guys are living in a hotel.
Awesome.
Is that weird?
That sucks.
But is that weird? Like, you have two grandchildren, you have your daughters and their boyfriends, topless,
right.
serving coffee to these pervs.
It's just making money, man. It's tough times.
It's a family business.
Makes a lot. You know,
my daughters, great tits.
If we had
coffee, not so much.
If it,
but tits,
okay, if you went to Anna's,
good nipple
and
placement.
There was chicks serving topless there, that place would be packed all the time.
Well, is it the chicks that
work there now?
That's mean.
That's really mean.
I'm a
the
asshole.
One. Wait,
yeah,
no,
only one.
The one that works there,
right?
God.
You'd have to get, yeah.
I'm a douche.
Yeah.
Apparently,
that was
yes.
Yes.
Douchey.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. He didn't have any insurance, of course. If necessary, he'd be willing to reopen a temporary mobile home, a mobile trailer on the site of the topless and now roofless coffee shop. What
wow.
a dick. Like, I just lost my business and you're cracking jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt. It's
too soon, man.
Huh?
Is your nose stuffy?
Kinda. It happens when it's at night.
Right. What?
My nose gets stuffy at night.
Why does the day to night
I don't know.
Have
was
anything
it
to do with
earlier?
It? I don't know. I can just hear it now.
I can feel it now.
You're talking funny. Like,
it only happens if I smoke, allegedly, if I smoke weed and it's nighttime and I'm doing this show.
Allegedly.
Why is it nighttime, though?
Because that's when we do this show.
Is there more germs or something that's because nighttime that bug your nose?
That's when
did
you
it do that when we
me.
Did the show during the day?
Not when she was here.
It's her.
It is her. I'm allergic to you at night.
Either that or you're like growing mold or something, because that's the only other thing.
Are we growing mold?
Well, that's the only other thing that'll like make you sick.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I still, to this day, like right now, if you looked in that box.
What box?
The box that's under the fucking, by the refrigerator.
Okay.
I have not thrown that out yet.
What's in there?
You know how long that's been?
A long time.
No, that's good, right? It's all moldy.
A really long time. this guy said his 10 female and 3 male employees are, quote, in shock.
Burger says show on cam. Go get it.
Go get it? Been what? Snorting coke. Go get it. Show on cam.
He's, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's no. not it no. at all.
Even if it was, I wouldn't do that on cam.
No. Hey, can you help me kill somebody?
Yeah.
Here's my name and number. Go ahead and call me back. You know a guy, right?
Right.
While some Vassal Bro residents expressed displeasure with the with the 18 and over establishment, Crabtree said he had received no threats. And then an interview with CNN. Kidding! I will fuck your face!
That'd be a bad idea on your part.
Yeah.
That'd be like putting glass anywhere near your asshole.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, if you guys have nightmares
listening to the podcast version of this and my stuffy nose before the show, neither of these two faggots here have seen.
I like how you're
dick
the one
in front, one guy with the glass up his asshole,
one then, guy, one cup.
Yeah. And they watched it on the pre-show.
It put me in a fetal position.
She was
it made
almost
me cover my face
in tears.
It was gnarly.
It was
like that
so
first
sad.
Chunk and oh, that blood. She's just like, tons.
And then the constant bleeding for like the yeah. 2 minutes.
But you can't look
video.
Away. You're stuck watching it. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, pull you some definitely... more glass out your ass, please.
Yeah.
In a February interview with CNN, shortly after the Grandview opened, Crabtree said the coffee shop was doing brisk business in the small town of 4,500 people. Whoa.
4,500.
Like, Kalispell? Like, last time I checked, it was like 36,000.
Yeah.
And this is a small town. Like, 4,500?
Well, it's still,
you think
it's
you're
still
out of,
bigger than Libby.
You think you're out of people to fuck here? Well, Libby is exponentially decreasing in population.
Yeah, like every day.
Right. But if that's not a lot of people to have sex with.
No.
Like in this town, you're already, you're what, 19 and you are out of
yeah,
options.
There's no more
I have
people
fucked
left.
Everybody here that there is to fuck.
And everyone I haven't fucked, I don't want to.
Right. There's a reason I haven't.
There's a reason.
And was it, like, my fault?
Like, no,
we
it's
just,
like,
whoa.
I just don't want to get
that
anything.
Sucks. 4,500, wow. It's just been crowds mobbing in, he said at the time. All 4,500 of them.
Wow.
All day long. That's a good idea, though, don't
yeah,
you think?
I agree. That's
like, how easy is it to make coffee?
Yeah, I mean, in totally.
And I mean,
imagine spilling
who do we,
that.
If
hill.
You're going to be topless, people that, are going to go there.
Who do we know that has tits? Duh.
Starbucks.
What?
What?
Her.
Yeah.
She has tits.
I know, at our coffee shop.
We could get coffee from Anna's?
Yes.
We could. You want to make it's business just, there? Do you want to work? We should. I bet he would do that, too. He would totally be like.
We just have to tint the dining room windows.
That's awesome.
With, like, a purple tint.
Could you deliver that way? Like, here's your food, titties. Where's my money? kind of thing, or
I don't know.
I don't
would
think
you have
so.
To go in and probably suck him off?
No,
probably
just titties.
Just titties.
Yeah,
you'd get raped. I bet.
No,
Well, maybe. You'd have a camera.
This place was made to put smiles on people's feces, he said Wednesday.
What?
Waitress McIntyre added, this was a good...
Whoa! Faces. Put two and two together. Come on.
This was a good, innocent business, and that is it for
oh
that story.
Oh, my God. Is that
we're just
it?
Trying to
is
make
that
some...
it for this episode?
I think so. I was thinking
don't we have a voicemail or two to
yeah,
play?
We do yeah, have we one do. Of those. But I was thinking we maybe need to start trimming shows down to like an hour and a half.
At least when we're like this.
I think 2 hours. Well, no,
I kind of want to read this little story.
Okay, well then please, never
Burger,
mind.
Burger said, after this though, we'll play voicemails. How about that? This one is called
Can
Man-
you make this last 25 minutes?
No.
Okay.
This one is called Man Arrested for Allegedly Spraying Salt Water on Unsuspecting Woman's Feet.
She's touching my penis. I'm
Why
sorry.
Why are you doing that? We're trying to do a show.
Is it time to spark that owl?
Is it time? No.
Spraying salt water on someone's feet?
Yeah, talking to your microphone.
I'm unhinged.
She's talking
But you
got
to be
penis.
Close to it now because the volume's turned down.
Okay, continue, please.
Salt Go. Water. Okay. It's not that unusual for cops to hear bizarre stories about perverts and strange people, but most can't fathom what they think this guy was up to. A Columbus, Ohio man is under arrest in Cincinnati after allegedly crawling under a table to spray a woman's feet with salt water.
Why would you do that?
What,
I have
what's
no
so
idea.
Bad about salt water?
But why? Like, you shouldn't... What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing.
Why are you doing
nothing?
Wow. You're making her jerk you off.
Keep
I
going.
Didn't. She won't stop.
You're the one moving, dude. Not her.
She's moving her finger.
Oh, <okay. laughs> wow. Police allege Dwight Pennell entered the library at the University of Cincinnati. Cincinnati crawled under a desk, took out a syringe filled with H2O.
Whoa, wait, what?
And began dampening the tootsies of a very surprised woman at the facility.
Are you serious?
He just squirted water out of a syringe on her feet.
Why?
That's Are retarded.
You, salt not, water, not hey, just water, dude.
That's not how you get them pregnant, dude.
No. You gotta actually put them in their vagina, and
in
it's gotta
vulva.
Be your penis.
Penis in vulva.
In
hey.
Vulva.
Can I play with
hey.
The, what?
You bit me.
What?
What? Just now?
He has an issue with biting.
Really?
And it hurts.
Like, aww. How? Like, your vulva?
Your vulva?
No, close. He bites my leg.
Your Volkswagen?
And my stomach just now.
Can we just call it
and
the
he'll
Volkswagen?
Bite me.
The V-dub? Absolutely.
Just don't bite me.
Cruise around
it
the
hurts.
Block in my V-dub.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
How
awesome.
Many miles did you get on your V-dub?
Come on, a thou. I got a good deal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So saltwater syringe, ladies
No,
right,
no
then.
Actually, I'm in this lease and I'm getting effed.
But it's only a 3-year lease,
can,
so it's
right,
cool.
But I can barely afford the payments yeah. as is. And I'm like,
I'll get
I'm like not even 6 months in, bro.
I know. It's rough, man. The bewildered victim told officers she was sitting in the library when she heard a noise underneath her and then felt a strange oozing sensation on her feet. When she looked down, she saw a strange man on his knees holding a syringe and slowly squeezing its contents into
is
her
that,
shoes.
Is that one of those, it's not what it looks like moments?
No, it's what it, wait, what does it look like?
Wait. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely am, yeah. squirting.
She immediately raised an alarm and cops came running.
Do you
called
think?
Pennell, charging him with serious counts of voyeurism.
Of being a fucking weirdo.
A creepy weirdo.
A creepy
assault
fucking
and
weirdo.
Criminal trespass.
Hey, what are the chances that was liquid LSD?
And it's just going to all absorb into her feet.
That's what he was doing. He was making her his
trip.
Disciple. That
sucks. Yeah, that could be it.
That could be
it. That could be it. And then he's also going to get charged with manslaughter, I guess.
Right.
Or attempted manslaughter is what it
attempted
is.
Attempted manslaughter.
Selling LSD or giving someone LSD is attempted manslaughter.
Right. One of the two.
Yeah. His lawyer complains the offense doesn't warrant those allegations, but prosecution intend to pursue them anyway.
Of course.
The 43-year-old was silent during the court appearance on Thursday and remains locked up on $75,000 bond. And that is it for that story. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm showing you how I have sex.
And you grab her boobs? Do you do that? How does that feel?
Very robotic. But I'm humming the Domo Arigato.
Can you show me how you hump her too?
Mr. Roboto like, song while I'm doing it.
Oh.
Domo, domo.
It's just in 4-4.
Yeah, it's really great.
Is
he doesn't really laugh or anything during sex. So, like, when I get him to laugh. No.
You laugh? You don't,
I do. I think it's funny shit.
What?
No, and like, I get you. I look at you and I'm like, hey.
Why do you
laugh? And I
laugh,
and then you start giggling, and you're like, God damn it, shut up. Like, you just look like you're like, oh, fuck. God damn it. No, you try to keep it straight.
That's serious time. Does he cry? Fucking Burger says. Does he cry? Do I cry?
Has he ever once? Cried? Once?
That's bullshit.
Well, during sex or after or before?
Before and then kind of during.
Really?
Yes.
Was that like... When
was I
that?
Was leaving.
Oh, the last time?
And then we had sex. I was like, thank you, God.
Thank you.
This one is called Daughter Breaks Mom's Legs While Learning to Drive.
Wow.
Springfield. The Simpsons.
Colorado.
Police said a 17-year-old girl who was practicing Lisa Simpson learning how to drive broke her mother's legs.
Burger says Matt looks like a crier.
It's funny.
Tear.
After stepping on the gas pedal instead of the brake, I actually...
Whoops, sorry, Mom. Whoops. Are your legs... Did you wear your seatbelt? I sure hope so.
I was actually looking for the brake. Right. I guess that's the other one.
Right. There's only two pedals.
Right. The mother was sitting on a fence when she was struck Saturday morning at a movie theater parking lot.
She was sitting on the fence?
Yeah, she wasn't sure whether or not... I don't know. That's being on the fence. That's hard. Right. The woman was taken to Bay State Medical Center for treatment. Authorities cited the girl's 39-year-old father for allowing such a stupid girl to drive. Is that... Okay.
That's sad.
Get in the car. Mm-hmm. Now, can you identify to me the fundamentals of doing this?
The and left one's
like,
the brake, the right one's the gas.
If you point at the brake and say that's the gas or vice versa,
right.
Then we're going to go back to the old chalkboard.
You can never have a license.
Never. Or that.
Because by the time you are old enough to even go get it, you should just know by then,
right.
Obviously.
I got one more. This one's called Policeman Drives Car at Friend Over $10 Bar Tab.
$10.
$10. I'll kill you. P.S. I'll kill you.
Fuck you.
I will fucking kill you. The Salem, New Hampshire?
Really?
N.H.?
N.H.?
Police said a man, nitrous hydro...
What?
Chloride? I don't know.
That's N-H. His name?
N.A. The man, 23, was charged with two counts of first-degree assault, reckless conduct, and criminal mischief.
Of course.
Why would you drive your car and hit your friend over $10?
The stingiest person alive.
Ever.
Yeah.
Jewish?
Yeah. Total Jew.
The police said the man and a coworker were out drinking on Friday. And the two went to the co-worker's house early Saturday. Police said the two began arguing over a $10 bar tab. The suspect drove his car, hitting the co-worker in the face, causing him to flip onto the hood.
Wow.
He did like a Steven Seagal super barrel roll.
Right, but now he has broken legs.
Of hard to kill. Police said the suspect left but returned and crashed into a garage door and light post and drove over lawn statues,
Jesus.
Of course.
How much you want to bet he's drunk?
His friend's legs were broken and there were three gnomes died at the hospital, the Nome hospital. The father suffered minor injuries. Wait, his dad got up
what?
In this? Oh, the co-worker's father came out, and the suspect drove at him, striking him down in the name of the Lord. The father suffered minor injuries. That is it.
That's crazy.
I know.
Like over $10.
Bucks. Hey, can I borrow $10? Are you going to pay me back?
Yeah, totally, dude. I
like,
promise.
It's $10.
All right, I'll hold you to it. Would you swear your life on that promise?
Like, seriously, if I killed every person that owed me at one point in time, like, $10 or more...
This town would have
like 4,500 people left.
I think everyone would be. There would be no one left because everyone.
You'd be dead. She'd be dead.
I know a lot of people that would be dead that I've lent money to.
I know.
Like everyone would be dead because everyone's lent money to someone and had money lent to them.
Then that's how we do it.
Yeah.
We make it illegal to owe people money.
Right.
And then it's murder. Like, you have to kill the person.
Right.
Hey.
The sentence is murder. The charge is murder.
Hey.
Positive, hey. Not negative.
Hey.
Charge.
Hey.
It's murder.
Matt.
It's a positron.
All right. You play voicemail.
Are you
now?
Ready for voicemail now?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I am also.
No one
what
else
up,
is
jam
here.
Hole? Congratulations on your 202nd podcast. Unbelievable, man. Can't believe you guys made it this far. Yeah. Did I mention this is Josh at Big Mouth Podcast? I don't know. Anyway, congratulations. 202 episodes for you guys. Hooray. Holla.
Hooray.
Woo.
Is that some sort of sarcasm, or was he being serious?
I don't know.
It's Josh.
Does he care, really?
Yeah, like, well, okay, we'll know if on Wednesday he leaves another one. He's like, hey, hooray, 203 episodes. I just want to, because
congratulate
you guys don't do them fucking 3 days a fucking week.
Yeah.
So good for you.
He's going to do that every time. We're always going to have one voicemail.
I will change the number.
Or just block his number.
Right, I can do that. So then.
Is that it?
I'm good.
I'm good, too.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Next show?
Are you going to snore all night because of the stuffy nose
thing? I sure hope. No, because as soon as I stand up and go outside, it'll be gone.
Well,
because the room is stuffy.
We need to get you one of those things that you put over your nose like at night
happening.
So that you can breathe. Because at
happening.
Night, dude, it is so fucking annoying.
Is it really?
Yeah, because you roll over and you get right behind me and you want to cuddle up. And then as soon as you fall asleep, it's
right in your ear.
Do I really?
Like yes.
That? I don't. Is that why I always wake up and then you're like giggling because you fucking woke me up? And then I have to
no, that's
jerk
you
off
fart in your sleep.
And smoke.
That's why you wake up in the middle of the night.
It's
you're
just
snoring
her.
Your snoring wakes yourself
you fucking
up.
Fucking bitch. It wakes her up and then she wakes me up. And
I do.
She
you snore and
to
then
be
I.
Wow.
And then I kind of move you a little bit. I kind of roll to like to where I hit you. And you wake up and you're like, huh? Huh? Oh, and you go back. You move and
why
go back
does
to sleep.
Everybody say I was snorting coke? I wasn't snorting coke.
Well,
everyone's saying that.
I don't know.
Burger keeps insinuating it, but
no, yeah. Really. If I had money for coke, that'd be great.
No.
I don't do that anymore because my girlfriend is a coke fiend. So,
right. So even if I did have it, it'd
if
be
I,
all gone.
If I do it, ixnay on the okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Or if you're going to do it, let me do it. Make sure it's on one of my days off. So the next day I have off, I can get over that
shut
alone.
Shut the fuck up. TheJamHole.com. We'll see you guys Wednesday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, TheJamHole.com.